Mini episode 711 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 711. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our spoiler-free review of House of Cards season 4, available on Netflix. Our season and series reviews of some of the best shows available on TV and streaming services are usually spoiler-free like this one, but we'll have another one coming in the near future that does analyze all of the key points of the season top to bottom, and it will be clearly marked as such. Here are the top five elements of an incredibly wild and raucous season. Number 5. Frank reached the presidency by repeatedly scheming in the shadows, but he's finding that keeping the job by beating flesh-and-blood opponents at the polls is far more complicated. Heather Dunbar, herself a cunning and formidable candidate, proves to be more vexing than any of his obstacles to the presidency. And looming just over the horizon is young, Kennedy-esque New York Governor Will Conway, ready to bring his war hero freshness and social media savvy up against whoever the Democrats nominate. Like the actual Kennedys, Conway has his own dirty advantages to deploy on behalf of his campaign. On the original British House of Cards, Francis Urquhart's ability to retain his job as Prime Minister at the polls was due in large part to the parliamentary system in the UK, in which voters are selecting their local Member of Parliament and the party to make all the decisions every bit as much as they are giving affirmation to the head of said party. In America, the selection of a president is in many ways centered on the candidates themselves, unless conditions are unusually good or bad at the time. Frank Underwood's persona is especially ill-suited toward the pursuit of public office, as was Nixon's, and the landscape of his first term is pretty rough, as we saw in season 3. As the severity of the challenges escalates, we see an all-out embrace of chaos theory at a vital moment in an attempt to gain advantage in unconventional ways. Frank made clear in season 3 that he wasn't content to be a placeholder president. His ego demanded far more than that. Season 4 is the story of how he tries to get the 4 more years necessary to build the legacy that he feels is worthy of him. Number 4. Past characters, including some that you had every reason to think you'd never see again, come back in surprising ways. Any specifics, including the identity of said characters, would inherently spoil the story, but there are cameos of a very unexpected nature in season 4, and the way in which they were presented leaves the door open for subsequent appearances. The orbit of tortured souls around Frank continues to grow every season, and even those presently off the canvas can still find a way to make a mark. Number 3. Stamper's obsessive dedication to Frank continues unabated in very consequential ways. Doug's actions at the end of season 3 marked him all in once and for all as an evil scumbag, and he continues to mark his turf vociferously in season 4. His skirmishes with Claire's new consultant, Leanne Harvey, in particular, are a thing of beauty. And his drastic actions to, for lack of a description that won't spoil the story, prolong Frank's time in office are some of his most brutal yet, with ramifications that seem likely to haunt himself into the future because he is repeating the guilt patterns that he showed with Rachel. Stamper is one of the most interesting characters on the canvas. Somebody who actually has a soul, however tiny it may be, but someone who tries to push it down as much as he possibly can. Number 2. There's a moment that you'll never see coming if you've avoided spoilers, and it resets the board, including in a very surprising structural way. The before and after dividing line of the season comes when Frank is at a low point in the polls and seemingly in danger of falling irretrievably down. A chain of events that this control freak unknowingly set in motion strikes suddenly and causes everything else to be completely overshadowed. As events then swirl beyond his control, you are left wondering when or if he'll get it all back. What is notable is the decisiveness of the resolution of this period of time. When the chapter ends, it ends. setting up the next segment of the story with little hangover in somewhat surprising fashion. In a series filled with great shockers, the trigger of this time period has got to be at the top of the list, along with Zoe Barnes' Murder by Train. Number one, in the midst of a presidential election, the program continues to leverage so many huge moments from recent presidential history. Think about what we got through the first three seasons of the show. The specter of presidential impeachment, a disastrous summit with the Russian leader, Middle Eastern strife, a huge recession, torpedoed cabinet nominations, etc. Season 4 adds a few more monster wallops to the mix at the expense of plausibility, but with the goal of adding more seat-of-your-pants entertainment, which it does very successfully. This is balanced with an attempt to go ripped from the headlines with events designed to coincide with the present political climate. Some of them fall flat, such as imagining high gas prices and even a 70s-style gas shortage in 2016. Some of them are right on the mark, with NSA spying, Russian economic vulnerability, and the legacy of racism in South Carolina hitting home. But almost all of the angles, which intersect in places with Frank's vulnerability at the hands of his old associates, who are approached by the returning Tom Hammerschmidt for a Boffo expose, are amazing. Mix in a would-be Texas political dynasty, a beta male vice president who gets a surprising taste of power, the intriguing return of Thomas Yates, Claire's interactions with her mother, who has never forgiven her for marrying Frank, the sudden and surprising appearance of a backbone by Catherine Durant, and a major domestic ISIS-style terrorist attack late in the season, and you've got the best run yet in the House of Cards series. Throughout all of this, Frank and Claire must grapple with the lessons of Season 3, when their actions were not fully in accord with one another. Together, they're an unstoppable team, almost a collective cyborg. Individually, they're incredibly vulnerable to political attack. The manifestations of this revelation drive Season 4 from start to finish, as the search for common ground, if only for survival's sake, takes the story in unprecedented directions. While we enjoyed Season 3, we had qualms about some of the divergences from the successful storytelling of the first two installments, and we hope that it was a foundation to set up Season 4 as a means of dissecting the Underwoods' various defeats since assuming the presidency. It did all that and more, and the runaway freight train action of Season 4 will leave you thrilled and anxiously awaiting the new batch of episodes, hopefully not too far into 2017. Thank you for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classics, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.